Such actions are based on a misunderstanding of mobile technology and how it works. I think that because some people within this government have got very limited knowledge of how technology works, they tend to block it, fearing that it can actually cause some kind of change of government or at least be used to organize some kind of social uprising. And I think that that explains some of these fears. We know that some of very senior government officials have been expressing reservations about social networks like Facebook and such that it's based on their limited understanding of how those things work. But also I think that the Arab Spring Revolution has kind of generated some fear within government that, you know, mobile technology can actually result in governments being swept out of power.
Do you see this new technology of having BlackBerry and, you know, users using the interface being used to mobilize Zimbabweans in any way for any purpose?
Well, I think that such networks generate opportunities for the free flow of information, and obviously democratic space tends to be created depending on how innovative somebody is. But I don't think that the government has every reason to fear that they could actually be used for mobilization in terms of getting people to go to Africa Unity Square or, you know, such like places. I think that people have had sufficient information. If they wanted to mobilize to go to Africa Unity Square and march to Parliament or march to the Presidential Palace, they would have done that, but they haven't done that because Zimbabwe has got very repressive pieces of legislation, and we've got a security apparatus of the state which is very vicious and ready to pounce on people. And I don't think that they should fear technology to the point of saying, you know, BlackBerry messenger services and other such services should not be part of the social platforms in Zimbabwe.